of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Boy, you know, as I read that verse, a couple of things really strike me. A couple of things that we can know at the outset. What we can know is this. You know what? God is doing a work. God is doing a work in your life and in my life. That's the first thing that I think just kind of jumps out from this verse. The second thing that I see here that is just as amazing is that God will finish the work that he has started. God is working in our life. The Bible says that he's doing a good work in our life. Amen. And what is the good work that God is doing in your life and mine? He's doing a couple of things. First of all, he wants to bring you to the Savior. He wants to bring you into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? That's part of the good work that God is doing in your life and mine. But not only does he want to bring us to the Savior, he wants to make us more like the Savior. Amen? He wants to make us more like the Savior. I mean, folk, when you think about that, can you think about a greater compliment in all of the Bible than to think that holy, righteous, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, loving, faithful God, that he wants to make somebody like me and he wants to make somebody like you like his own dear, precious Son? What a great compliment. Amen? God is doing a great work, and part of the work that God is doing in your life and mine, part of it is to bring us to the Savior, but secondly, he's also working to make us like the Savior. I am so thankful that I can know today that, you know what, no matter what's going on in my life, whether it seems good, whether it seems bad, whether it seems just hard to understand, boy, I can know that God is doing a work in my life. God is doing a work in your life. And part of that work is to do what? Bring us to the Savior. But you know what? That's not all God wants to do in your life. If that's all God ever wanted to do in your life was simply to bring you to the Savior, you know what the best thing that could have happened to you and me? The moment we got saved, we'd have had a heart attack right then and gone on to be with Jesus. Amen. That would have been the best thing that could have happened. But that's not what God does in your life and mine. That's not his only goal for your life and mine. You see, not only does he want to bring us to the Savior, but thankfully, boy, he wants to make us more like the Savior. Amen. And God, how does God do that? Boy, he does it all kinds of ways, doesn't he? I mean, sometimes he'll use circumstances in our life. Sometimes he'll use sickness in our life. Sometimes he'll use tragedy in our life. Sometimes he'll use difficulty in our life in a way that he can't use any other thing, because there's something about difficulty in the life of the believer that, what does it do for you and me? Man, it forces us to trust God. Amen. It forces us to say, God, I don't have this. God, I'm not in control of this. God, I can't handle this. And God's just waiting for us to say that so he can say, you know what, but I can. Amen. God says, I can handle it in your life. You may not think you can handle it, but I'll tell you what, through Christ, you can do all things. Amen. So God is working to bring us to the Savior. He's working to make us more like the Savior. I'm so thankful for God's good work in our life. But I'll tell you a second thing here. And I need to hear this. Because not only can I know that God is working, boy, I can know that God is going to finish that work that he has started. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm great at starting things. Amen? Anybody like to start some stuff? Man, I start things very well. I mean, I get all excited. I start every January. Woo! New Year's. I like my New Year's resolutions. And you know, we typically have about the same ones every year, don't we? I mean, a lot of our resolutions, we say something like, well, I'm going to lose a little weight this year, right? I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to get into better physical shape. And that's what we want to do around New Year's, and we set that goal. And maybe you like me. Boy, I joined a gym. I joined a gym up in Colonial Heights, Gold's Gym. I got to tell you, they love me at Gold's Gym. I'm one of their favorite members because I have the distinction of paying membership dues about every month and never going into the place. Amen. They love me. I make it easy on them. I'll tell you one thing. If you go up to Gold's Gym in Colonial Heights and you walk in there and you see one of those out of order signs on a treadmill or an exercise bike, you can know Steve didn't do that. Amen. Steve did not do that. Not my fault. No, but I tell you, we make all kinds of New Year's resolutions. I'm really good at starting stuff. But you know what? Sometimes I'm not very good at finishing what I start. Can anybody relate to that? Amen. Boy, you know what? I'm so thankful that God always finishes what He starts. He always finishes what He starts. You remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross? And you remember what He said, those last words? It is finished. Amen. It is finished. He's paid the sin debt. Listen, for all who would receive Him. All who would call upon His name. He shed His blood so that they would be saved. And He's thinking about me and you, even on that cross, thinking one day old Dan's going to give his heart to Jesus. Dan's going to be a great servant of the Lord God. One day you going to give your heart. And you know what? God knew all of that. You see, God, He works. He's always working to bring us to the Savior. He's always working to make us more like the Savior. But I'm so very thankful that I can trust and I can know that God will finish the good work that He has started. Friend, I don't know about you, but boy, I need to hear that these days. Boy, when I turn on the television and I watch the news and I see all the evil in this world, and it seems like every week we don't get by without hearing about some tragic event, some catastrophic expression of evil, whether it be a shooting in a school or in a church or in all kinds of public places. We hear about this, we scratch our heads, we say, Lord, what is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. When a nation, when a world continues to say, God, I don't want you to be the boss of me. God, I don't want you to be in charge. God, I don't want you to reign and rule over me. Yeah, you know what? What we're seeing in 2022, we're seeing what happens when a nation that has said such a thing to the Lord over and over and over again, this nation is getting their wish. And folk, I want to tell you, if nothing ought to drive us to our knees in prayer, it ought to be that. Boy, we ought to be heartbroken. Listen, not just for the sins of America, though they are many. Folk, when was the last time we were broken about our own sin? Broken about our own rebellion to God. Broken about our own, listen, our own desire to be the boss. Our own desire not to have anyone reigning and ruling over us. Even as believers, so many times that's exactly what we say to the Lord. We say, God, I don't want you reigning and ruling in my life right now because I want this sin over here. I want this over here. I want that over there. And we continue to rebel against God. And then we wonder, why is our nation in such a mess? Boy, the scriptures say that judgment should begin at the house of God. Folk, as much as I could stand here today, and I'm sure many of you could stand with me, and we could talk about how evil our world is, our culture, our country at times, how decadent we are, how wicked we are as a nation. Folk, the Bible says, let judgment begin where? At the house of God. We ought to be asking God, God, do a work in us so that we can be a light to this nation that is stumbling around in darkness. Amen? Folk, we're the only hope America does have of ever seeing what an authentic believer looks like, seeing what an authentic Christian couple looks like and how that plays out in life and in circumstances. Folk, the world ought to be able to look to us and say, you know what, there's something about these folk in Eladue. Well, there's something about these folk at Pleasant Grove. Man, they're different. They're different. They seem to have the answer. They seem to have something that so many don't have. What is that? I'll tell you what it is. It's Jesus. Philippians 1:6, Paul says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Christ Jesus. God is working in our life. He's working to bring us to the Savior. He's working to make us more like the Savior. And God, he will finish that good work that he has started. I am so very thankful for that. How about you? How about you? Would you bow with me? Let's pray. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. The pastor is coming. Maybe you're here today and you'd say to me, hey, preacher, when you talk about God working in my life, I feel like God is working in my life. You say, preacher, I feel like he's trying to draw me to the Savior, because the truth is, as I sit here today with my head's bowed and my eyes closed, preacher, if I had to be totally honest, I'd have to say right now, I don't know the Lord. There's never been a time in my life where I've given my heart and life to Jesus, but right now, I need God to save me. And you might say that today, and you might say, preacher, would you pray for me about that? Because I need the Lord to save me. Would you lift up your hands if that's where you are? Raise them up high where I can see them and pop them right back down. Thank you so much. Maybe you're here today and you, that's exactly what you know is true. And if you need God to save you right now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask him to do just that. I want you to call on his name and be saved. You say, how do I do it, preacher? You just say, Lord, I need you to save me. Lord, I need you to forgive me of all my sin. Would you come into my heart right now and be my Savior and Lord? Jesus, I turn away from my sin and I turn to you. Would you take control of my life once and for all? Be my Savior, my Lord, and my very life. Maybe today you called on the name of the Lord, as the Scripture says, and God has saved you. And if you did, pray with me just a moment ago, inviting Christ to be your Savior. I believe God has done that in your life. I'm not going to embarrass you in any way. But if you prayed with me a moment ago to receive Christ, I'd like to be praying for you in the days to come. Would you just slip up your hand right now and say, preacher, I prayed with you a moment ago. I invited Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Just pop your hand up. Pop it right back down. Thank you so much. Maybe you're here today. You say to me, hey, preacher, I know I'm saved. I thank God for that. And you know what? God's reminded me today that he is working in my life. He wants to make me more like Jesus. But you know, sometimes I resist that. There's areas of my life right now, preacher, that do not look like Jesus. And so you would say, preacher, would you pray for me that I would surrender those areas to Jesus once and for all? Friend, I don't know what those areas are in your life. I do know what they are in my life. And you know what? I think the wisest thing we could do today as a believer is to say, Lord, whatever it is in my life right now that does not resemble Jesus, whatever does not look like you, God, I pray you'd forgive me. I pray you'd forgive us of our sin. And God, we repent. We lay those things down at the very feet of Jesus this morning. God, we ask you to do your work, your way. God, we ask you to continue making us like Jesus, confident, as the Apostle Paul said, confident that he who began a good work in us, God, you're going to complete that good work. Oh, Lord, we long for the day when we will stand before you in a place called heaven, a place where we'll stand before you unashamed, not because of anything we've done, but because of everything that Jesus has done, and because of his shed blood that has been applied to our life and made all the difference in our life. So we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. and amen.